لئن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Welcome to this week's segment of Nafsiyya Reflections, The Real Influencer. Today, we are surrounded by countless influencers who are presented as positive role models, spreading motivational messages and inspiring change. Yet, as Muslims, we are compelled to ask an essential question. Who is our true influencer? Do these figures genuinely strive to serve the interests of the Muslim Ummah and contribute to its growth and revival? Or are their words merely polished expressions designed to attract followers, generate fame, and accumulate wealth? The Muslim generation today are looking for materialistic things, such as beauty, fame, and wealth, following many influencers that manipulate their minds, instead of striving to read and learn about the ones who were promised to be the inhabitants of the heavens. The new generation sometimes put people who they may follow on a pedestal, forgetting that they, too, are flawed human beings. As Muslims, we should seek a true role model, one who understands the real essence of the human heart, who is able to guide us towards the right path, who knows what we, as believers, should focus on, and has the ability to direct us towards what brings us closer to our Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
والذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
It is He who sends His blessings upon you, as do His angels, so that He may bring you out of darkness into light. And He is the most merciful to the believers. Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 43. Our beloved Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said,
فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَسَأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ.
If you ask Allah, then ask Him for Al-Firdaus. This hadith provides us with a profound guideline. When we ask for something, we should aspire for the highest and the best. It is the same principle. When we want to look up to a role model, we should look at the most merciful, most empathetic, the most humble, the one with bravery, courage, and speaks the truth. Without a doubt, our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest human being and the ultimate example for us to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
And we have not sent you, O Prophet, except as a mercy to the worlds. Surah Al-Anbiya 107. He was a father, leader, and husband, but this never stopped him from fulfilling his obligations. Leadership is the most effective when it is based on example rather than command. His life is a testament to the fact that true leaders inspire through their actions, not just words. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not just a religious figure. He was a man who lived by the highest moral standards. Aisha, the mother of the believers, said his character was the Qur'an. Amir ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, By Allah, I have never seen anyone stronger than him in obedience to Allah. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, He was the gentlest of people and the kindest of them in companionship. The world today is starving for a genuine role model. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life continues to shine as a beacon of inspiration, showing us how we can live better following his example. O Muslims, study the life of our beloved Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. You will see clearly who is the most worthy of being followed. Illuminate your lives with his wisdom, and let his guidance be the light that leads you out of the darkness. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.